last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Zainab Askari. The listeners, as you know, we had been discussing in this program about Imam Mehdi. We'll be discussing a very interesting topic, that is the responsibilities of the lovers of Imam. Is it enough to love Imam, or do we have some responsibilities on our shoulders? So on that note, today in our studio, we have with us a researcher on Islamic sciences, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome to our program, The Last Savior. You touched upon some very important responsibilities, that was to know Imam, know the status of Imam, cling to wilaya, waiting for Imam, self-purification, media readiness, military readiness, remembrance, love and affection, status of grief when we are far away from Imam, and the last was supplication. You listed these responsibilities and we had been discussing expanding them one by one. So we were discussing about the knowledge of Imam, knowing Imam. We have this concept of marifa in Islam, even like if we start from self. We have this beautiful hadith which says, if you know yourself, you know your Allah. Like this concept of marifa, knowing, is very, very important in Islam. And you shed light on this marifa in the previous episode with so many ahadiths.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, you have provided a comprehensive introduction to the topic that we are going to discuss today. I just want to refer to one more point in the ma'rifah of Imam. And the hadith that I want to refer to that is this very beautiful that has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was actually talking to his companions, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He said, O people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet created any of his servants or creatures just to know him. After that, they have come to know him, that is, know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start to become his servant. And when they started the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his own worship actually makes them needless of worship of anybody else. Then a person asked Imam alayhi salam, what is the concept of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Right.
It is very beautiful. Imam was talking about the concept of knowing Allah.
Right.
That is a duty for the people, for the Muslims, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person asked, O son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of knowing God? He responds, "Ma'rifat ahl kull zamanin imamahu." See,
right.
Knowing Allah is ma'rifat ahl kull zamanin imamahu. It means that when you know your imam of the time, it is as if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on this
mashallah
hadith of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made following him as a duty or as compulsory and obligatory on the servants of God. So you see, Imam alayhi salam beautifully says that when Allah creates his creatures and then makes them to know him, and this knowledge goes through ma'rifat al-imam.
Right.
To who the imam of the age is. This is a point, the hadith that I wanted to mention from the Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ma'rifah of Imam, knowing the necessity of the existence of Imam is something, and then knowing Imam Zaman alayhi salam is something else. Up until now, we have been talking about the necessity of knowing who is Imam of our time.
Right.
So if we are living at the time of, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we have to know that our Imam of the time is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Right.
And if we are living today, that means we have to know that about the necessity of the Imam of the age that we are living in. One more point on the ma'rifah of Imam. I want to refer to a famous dua which is being recited usually after every prayer, every namaz or every salat in a daily basis. After prayers, we recite this famous dua that says, Allahumma arifni nafsak. فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تَعْرِفْنِي نَفْسَكَ لَمْ أَعْرِفْ نَبِيَّكَ اللهم عرفني نبيك فإنك لم تعرفني نبيك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني. What does it mean? It says that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, introduce yourself to me, that if you do not introduce yourself to me, I will not know your prophet. Then again goes one by one. Oh Allah, let me know your prophet. Who is your prophet? If you do not know my prophet to me, I will not know your proof on the scene of the earth, that is Hujjat of our God on
all
the
right.
scene of the earth. And let me know the proof, Imam of Zaman, Imam of the age. Because if you do not show me your proof, the Hujjah, I'll go astray. So this famous dua, actually, though it's very simple and short supplication, but it gives us, I think, a good knowledge about the necessity of ma'rifah, knowing Imam alayhi salam.
Brother Ali, thank you so much for expanding this term, like what is ma'rifah and knowing Imam. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from the IRIB English Radio. It's pretty clear now. Now we know the importance of knowing Imam, and it is indeed a responsibility. You said there's another thing, that is knowing about the status or position of Imam. Is knowing about status and position of Imam something different from ma'rifah?
Well, yeah, we have an Imam. And we have to know the Imam of our time, who he is.
Right.
It was Imam Zaman. Now, to know Imam Zaman himself. So, now we are talking about the greatness and also the status of Imam Zaman as Imam.
Right.
Right? First, we prove that we need to know about the Imam.
Right.
But now, Imam Zaman as Imam.
What is the position of
and
Imam?
As the position right. of Imam. And we have to know that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet, there is no great personality at our time greater than the Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam,
sure.
Imam of the age. And he is the third in rank. What I'm saying is not something from my own. It's from the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. I will refer to that point. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, should not be, no one of this ummah should be compared to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one should be equated with the one whom the blessings of family of Muhammad, peace be upon him. First, Imam said, no one should be compared to the family of the Prophet.
See? True.
Second says, even no one should be compared to the ones whose love of this Prophet have been showered on their hearts. Even no one can be equated to the ones whose love of Muhammad is with them. That is the lovers of Ahlul Bayt.
True. First of all, do not compare with the family of Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, and then those people who have love of Ahlul Bayt in their hearts are quite different from the ordinary people.
That's it. Imam finally says that they are the basis of religion and the pillars of certainty. That
sure.
is the family of the Holy Prophet. They are the pillars of their religion. So this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. In the next hadith that I refer to from the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet says, in describing the position of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he says, "Al Mahdi Tawus Ahlil Jannah, alayhi jalabibun nur." That is, Mahdi, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the peacock of the people of heaven or heavens, surrounded by a halo of light. So Imam Mahdi is known to be the peacock of the residents and inhabitants of paradise.
True.
So knowing this word coming from the Holy Prophet describing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it means that who is going to be surrounded by a halo of light in the paradise, that everyone sees him and actually enjoys visiting and seeing him in the paradise. So he has to have a high or great position in the minds of the Holy Prophet and in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from the IRIB English Radio. We had been discussing in this program about Imam Mahdi. How is knowing Imam a responsibility?
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Nahnu walad Abd al-Muttalib, sadat ahl al-Jannah, ana wa Hamza wa Ali wa Ja'far wa al-Hasan wa al-Husayn wa al-Mahdi." He says, "We seven people are from the sons of Abd al-Muttalib, and we are the masters of the youth of the heavens and paradise. And we are the masters of the paradise." He names them, me, that is the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza, Ali, and Ja'far, Hasanain, and Imam al-Mahdi. You know, how many years before the arrival of Imam, even before the birth of Imam Zaman, alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet actually talks mentions about Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. The same way that even previous prophets have been talking about the coming prophets. For example, the Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, was actually anticipating and waiting for the next prophet. And he introduced him to his own people and his generation. And the same thing happened to Prophet Nuh, and the same thing happened to Prophet Ibrahim and other prophets as well. So he talks about Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, more than 100 years before he comes to this world. So this person should not be an ordinary person. He is Mahdi, then with these characteristics, the peacock of the Ahl al-Jannah, the inhabitants of the paradise, a person who is very beautiful, beautiful in character, in manner, in moralities, in every aspect, you see? So that's why he is going to be likened to peacock.
And when you say like this was narrated itself by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who is called the Rahmatul Lil Alameen, like for whom the universe was created, he is the blessing for all the worlds. That personality is saying about Imam.
Mm.
So this in itself shows the status.
Very true, very true, very beautiful. So when we see that the greatness of this sayer of this word is clarified, is quite clear for the addressees and audience, then we know that how important this Mahdi should be.
True. Really shows us the importance of the status and position of Imam. Inshallah, we'll be talking to you about the responsibilities and duties of believers towards Imam in our next episodes. For today, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. You were listening to The Last Savior.
This is Zainab Askari with her whole team saying goodbye.